Welcome back. 517, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital, I am pleased and honored, ladies and gentlemen, to have Jerry Sieper in the studio. Jerry is a Washington Times reporter, but the investigative editor as well. And I know with his name attached to a story, something good is going to come out of it. Something that we didn't know is going to be brought to the forefront. And today is no exception. Colorado, Washington blows smoke in the Fed's face over okaying pot for fun. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
So the states vote and the federal government sits back and waits for the baited prey. Is that what I get from this?
Well, the federal government really doesn't have a say in this because these are amendments that were voted with regard to their individual state constitutions that changed the law to allow the recreational use of marijuana for people over 21 in Colorado and in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
That instructs the laws, which don't go into effect. I think Colorado is June and Washington State is December of next year.
Right.
But the law instructs that state law enforcement authorities will not arrest people who follow the guidelines of, I think they can't possess more than 1 ounce.
Right. Okay.
They can grow 6 plants
okay.
in a private area. And so the state police, state troopers can't arrest you for the recreational use,
mm-hmm.
which is totally in conflict with the federal law, which is the Controlled Substances Act, which is what the DEA and Justice and the federal authorities use. It doesn't play here.
Yeah. All right. So as a result of the amendments, I'm trying to get a handle on this. Where would they purchase it if they didn't grow it themselves? Would they purchase it from a state-owned operation?
They would purchase it from a licensed dealer.
Okay. Okay.
But you couldn't possess more than 1 ounce at any time, which I guess you could possess 1 ounce several times a day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what I take away from this story is that these two states would ultimately act as a proving ground to see if this would carry nationwide, because you know how it is. One state does it, the next one wants to do it. And I guess my next question would be, what does this mean internationally? Because I know there's you've kind of linked a story about Mexico's reaction to this.
Well, you know, Mexico has a new administration coming in. They'll take office on December the 1st. They're actually the PAN. I forget what it is in Spanish, but it's the party that was in power for about 70 years prior to the PRI, which is a group in power now.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll take over on December 1st. Now, one of their top aides to the president-elect, Peña Nieto, one of his top aides has said that, well, listen, we're losing a lot of lives and we're spending a lot of money trying to stop the smuggling of marijuana and other drugs out of Mexico. Mexico, which has declared marijuana to be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got two states would have legalized the recreational use of marijuana. So perhaps we should rethink what we're doing on the border because it's costing us a lot of lives and a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They've had more than 47,000 people killed along the border since 2006.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So any comment from the White House? Nothing out of...
No. What they're saying now is that they're aware of the initiatives, that they're aware of the votes, and they're reviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that in 2010, when California tried to do the very same thing, and it was defeated there, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, wrote a very strong letter suggesting that better watch out because we are going to enforce the federal law no matter what your law says.
Hmm.
We're going to come in and we're going to do our job. The Controlled Substances Act says that this is what we do and that's what we're going to do.
Hmm.
The interesting thing is that they have not said anything this go around in 2012.
Oh, wow.
They have not commented on Colorado or Washington State and they are not commenting yet. Now, Peña Nieto is supposed to be in Washington on the 27th of November.
Uh-huh.
I assume the subject will come up then.
Yeah. All right. I want to get back to the states and their involvement with this and their approval of this. how much of this is a desire on the state's behalf to reap some income from it?
Well, I would imagine that the altruistic goal behind the original efforts was to better control it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, governments are spending a lot of money in the war on drugs.
Yeah.
People are losing their lives. We've lost 3 Border Patrol agents very recently.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of money being spent. There's a lot of blood being spilt. There's a lot of activity. So I would imagine that the people that proposed this initially
mm-hmm.
were doing it for what they assumed to be the right reason.
Yeah.
We cannot win the war on drugs, apparently, because you can buy drugs anywhere you want to right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many gabillions of billions of dollars we've spent to try to control it.
Yeah. And if they applied a tax to this, then I think the reasoning I heard at least one representative, I believe it was out of Colorado, saying, yeah, we're going to take that money and we're going to devote it to education. So
sure.
my next question would be, all right, so you're going to take money used from this to educate kids on what, the proper way of smoking this stuff or what?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. But the other interesting aspect of this is that there was a Gallup poll earlier this year.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, 50% of the people polled approved of the legalization of recreational marijuana.
I'll be darned, really. Huh.
Most of those people fell into the age group of 18 to 49.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting it, but perhaps there was a dearth of comments from the Obama administration and the Romney presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Perhaps there was a political decision not to get involved.
Hmm. Interesting. Hey, wonder what that stuff sells for. You can tell I'm really out of the loop. I really have no clue.
Well, it depends on the area of the country.
Yeah, I'm looking at Ann. Maybe she would know. No, I guess not. We're trying to figure out what pot costs, you know? You don't know. She doesn't know.
Well, it depends on what you're buying. If you're buying a joint out on the street, that's not going to be very much.
Yeah.
If you're buying a quantity of it, you're going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. One more thing before I let you run. A little while ago in Baltimore, Eric Holder was giving a speech, and he was asked after the speech about whether or not he was going to stay. And it appears that he may be getting ready to leave the Justice Department. Would that break your heart? Because you've been dealing with that Justice Department.
Well, it was an interesting comment that he said. He said he just didn't know if he had enough gas left in his tank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was on the wires reported. I believe Reuters was the first to mention it, that he had said this off the cuff. It's not part of his prepared statement. But the interesting thing that people have not paid any attention to is that he spoke at the University of Baltimore School of Law,
mm-hmm.
which has a brand new dean at the School of Law, and this guy named Ron Wyk.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Wyk is the guy who wrote the letter to Senator Grassley denying that any guns were sent south of the border in the Fast and Furious investigation.
How about that?
I think it is curious that he would pick that forum to make that kind of statement. And even during that speech, he praised Ron Wyk as a upstanding Justice Department official.
Huh.
While others suggested he might have been a liar, liar, pants on fire.
Wow. How about that? Man, I'm glad I asked you about that, because I learned something. I learn something every time I talk to you.
Of course.
All right. Well, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for dropping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Jerry Sieper, Washington Times investigative editor. It is 5:26, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.